We present Tony Hancock, Bill Kerr, Sidney James, Andre Melly, and Kenneth Williams in
Hancock's Affair.
I'm taking a shower, Andre. Don't be wrong. Take it alone. No, I'm not.
Tony, I didn't know you had a shower sitting in the bathroom.
Don't you let me see it?
Oh?
Don't you let me shower?
No.
It's a watering can hanging over the bathroom in the gate. Got the idea from working the garden program on TV. I'll go to the side, just substitute me for the bride of my own, who's got a shower.
What? That's right. It's not your shower.
That is nothing, Captain. Like a man. We'll have to think of something else. It's a complete failure. A novel kept falling off. I can't get that religious. That is no joke. Something completely unaware. Maybe just got at the other end of the bar. Fallen a soap, squashed the life out of his mother's duck. Bloody big fellow stuck in a puddle. Look at him, such a man, what caused the misery?
I'd love to hear about it. I never realized you were a terror.
Not a hero, Andre. Just
scar. You see, a terrible wound that finally put me out the grave and gave the hun a well-earned rest. I remember it as clearly as if it were yesterday. Just let me get this pipe going. Cast your mind back to England's out there. Mind back to 11 o'clock on the morning of September the 3rd, 1939. Picture a fine, upstanding young lad. A mere boy, fresh from the plain field of fighting on the street with all the gas islands and confidence of youth. A 16-year-old child standing on the threshold of a British career, ready to conquer the world that lay stretched out before him. Me, Andre. Simply walking past with a shooting office, suddenly pausing and noticing the live poster on the wall of the building. Your country needs you. Imagine a sudden voice of cry from Sunni Jonah. His country was at war. His country was in danger. His country needed it. Very well, he deserved it. Could be run legally up the steps. Put it open the door and invest for a huge officer. Give me a uniform. I want to get out there and fight. You'll give the door, isn't it?
I passed out the full honors, three medals, and the rank of sergeant.
came about my last night with all the shots, but I first met the two men who've been with me ever since. I remember I was on duty in the guardhouse when I met them. These prisoners have been locked up, standing in cold martial, Sergeant. Right, at ease, Corporal. Prisoner's name, ranking number, 275-8462. Kerr, William, Private. 275-8463. James Sidney, Private. Acting Lieutenant in charge of the mess fund. Acting Lieutenant? That's rank.
Oh, no, that's what I'm in here for.
Private Carr, what's the charge against you?
Entering camp at 11 o'clock, Sergeant.
There's nothing wrong with that.
This was an ATS camp, Sergeant.
Carr, I noticed upon you.
Oh, my, they caught me before I had a chance.
Yes, very good, exactly. Both you men have disgraceful records. I've got the charge here. Yeah. Look at this, James. You've been in the army for 12 months. 11 of them you've spent in the guardhouse. What happened to the other one?
Why, you put on the building.
How else did a man like you come to get in the British Army?
I like that, Joe.
I was digging my way out of Wandsworth, and I come up at the end of a queue in the recruiting office. And you, Kerr?
Yeah?
You, I take it, are Australian.
Yeah, call it out of your mouth.
Englishmen have bayonets on the end of their rifles, not boomerang. What part of Australia do you come from?
I was born in a bush, Sarge.
Born in a bush?
Yes, yeah, Sarge.
How old are you?
18, Sarge.
You still believe that, don't you? I don't know why they bothered to arrest you. However, the authorities have decided to form a special branch of tough, highly trained men to be called commandos. They will specialize in very dangerous work, which ordinary units cannot undertake. Only men of the highest physical and moral caliber will be considered. I naturally will be in command of one such unit.
Hey, wait a minute. This commander laughs. It's dangerous.
Very dangerous.
Well, I want to be locked up. I know my rights.
You're coming with me. That's an order.
I don't want to go. I got bad legs. I want to go home. I want to go to Australia.
You're a coward, Kerr. The cowardly Kerr. Do you want every man in the regiment to give you a white feather?
Yeah, I'll stick him in my hat and fly home.
That's enough. You're both coming in the commandos with me. From now on, we'll stand or fall together.
And they've stood by me ever since, like two comrades.
Dragging me down socially, eating me out of house and home, and robbing me of every penny I possess.
But the wound, Tony, how did you get the wound?
Oh, the scratch, you mean. I'm coming back to see that. Oh! I'm sorry, Andre. I did get an occasional twinge. Sometimes I think the nose cup of that shell must still be in there somewhere.
Oh, my poor Tony. Are you all right?
Yes, it's nothing. It's doomed, Laura. A couple of pints of morphine and I can't do a thing. Anyway, to continue, the 4th Brigade Commander is under my leadership when it's to action. Dangerous mission follows dangerous mission. All successful. Super name takes off. Like that, the block this road and struck terror into the heart of the... struck terror into the heart of the German High Command. I won medal after medal. As the summer of 1940, I've been up to the palace so many times, the sentry at the gate thought I was courting one of the chambermaids. Then came the mission that was the turning point of my army career. Me, Stephen Bill, landed on the coast of North Africa. On the coast of North Africa, with orders to blow up the three dams on the Rhine.
But the Rhine is in Germany.
Is it? Oh, we've been issued with tropical kits. We look suspicious if we don't take that. Don't interrupt. Anyway, we had this bomb Barnes Wallace was made for us. We were standing up to our knees in the sea, practicing skimmers across the water.
Just a minute, Tony. If you were in North Africa, just how did you plan to grab the dams that were in Germany?
A very good question. I thought you'd spot that. You see, I worked it out. We were going to swing it into the Med, so it would bounce across towards Italy, up past places, mate. Then a path, roll down the other side into the Danube, turn left past the end of the line, and by all cool bars, right up to the dam.
And did it?
No, we swung it into the Med and the tide pulled it out.
But there isn't a tide in the Mediterranean.
Yes, I know. please don't go off the trumpet.
This habit is in Norway.
I remember the French campaign. Didn't we get it? A turning point of the army career. We were dragging just outside Paris, 500 miles behind enemy lines, and the hum was throwing everything at us. The arm was dropping pretty low, but I was telling you first.
President of the United States of America.
Ah, well, it's worth it.
I'm so proud of you. I never guessed you were so brave. My dear. Hi, Andre.
Oh, hello, Bill. Yes.
Is this Tucker?
You won't be long. He was just talking about you two. How you all met in the yard?
Oh, yes, that's right.
How about his voice?
Yes, he's overseas. Overseas? Oh, yeah, he must mean the institute around the Isle of Wight.
Oh, no. No, about how he collected his walls.
Walls?
Yes, a big scar on his chest.
Oh, there. Oh, yeah, see, that was funny. Remember this? Yeah. He was halfway too strong when he placed his throat, and I think I just run up and scratched him.
He was in the commandos.
Commandos? Him? He was tuned down for the Pioneer Corps.
But the field marshal at 17 and a half.
Well, he got a court martial once,
but... Well, what about all those medals he got for bravery?
Medals? I hear. He got one for going on with that activity, so I can't remember any medals.
But all those battles, isn't it?
Battles?
But didn't he see any fighting at all?
Oh, yeah, once. He was in
Portsmouth
when the
American lady made a good will visit. I see. Wait till he comes
out. Oh, hello,
boy. Oh, Mr. Field Marshal, sir.
Yes, Andre?
You forgot to tell me about how you liberated the Isle of Wight.
Yes. I've been talking, haven't they? Frankly, I was on secret service. I couldn't tell them of this. Andre, put that vase down. No, Andre! Andre! Oh, my head! How are you, too?
It's been jolly, kind of office color.
Well, it's coming up. Here, scar on your wrist. I haven't noticed it before. New, isn't it? What's this?
Then I've anything else.
How in the hell did you get that this? Well, it's a long story, actually. During the war, we were dugging just outside the casino. Jenny was throwing the door open. There was no hope. Why, pick up a six-pounder.
This has been Hancock's Half Hour with Tony Hancock, Bill Kerr, Sidney James, Andre Melle, and Kenneth Williams. Incidental music was composed by Wally Stott and recorded by the BBC Augmented Review Orchestra, conducted by Harry Rabinowitz. The script was written by Ray Galton and Alan Simpson, and the program which was recorded was produced by Dennis Main Wilson.
Thank you.